World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning. Some technical difficulties here, Mr. Producer. I don't know if you know, I just got two texts from people saying no show this morning. So evidently somebody, folks are having a hard time getting in here today, and some of the people who are in here struggled a little bit with it. Hey, communion today, get yourself some elements that you'll be able to join with us. I don't want the subject to be totally about the fiasco on TV last night with Joe Biden. We'll talk about that a little bit, but a dam broke last night, friends. A dam broke last night in America. That a lot of people saw something last night that they couldn't believe what they saw. And what we ought to really ask ourselves is, are our elected officials not complicit? Hey, Ray, do you think the average person in Congress knows the condition of Joe Biden?
I think they don't want to talk about it.
The Republicans and the Democrats, they both know the condition. They both know that, dare I say it, that there is a man behind the curtain, something going on behind the curtain. Anybody who watched that thing last night, anybody who watched that realized that that man is, folks, this is the most powerful nation in the world. When the United States coughs, the rest of the world hiccups. This is the most powerful position, earthly, fleshly, carnal position in the history of the world. And everyone saw last night the true condition of the man that's running it. Is he the man running it, really? Is he really? And you mean to tell me that the 535 elected officials in Washington, D.C. don't know what we saw last night? Our producer just said there's technical difficulties on Google's side, so if you have to leave and join again, leave and come back, leave and come back. It's not on our end. And I want to top this off before we go to communion is pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. You guys do know, don't you, that the Wizard of Oz is about the gold standard. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. It's about the gold standard. Economics. That's what it was all about. It's what all the world is about, economics. And I watched last night, and I felt sad. I think I should have been angry, but I felt sad. We have reached the point in this country where there are Democrats who will cover for this guy. There are mom and pop Americans who are working hard every day who can't make ends meet that are voting for that guy. Take the party out of it. Take the party out of it. How could you vote for an incompetent? Other than, is there a man behind the curtain? Go ahead and play that.
Do not arouse the wrath of the great and powerful Oz. I said, come back tomorrow.
If you are really great and powerful, you'll keep your promises.
Do you presume to criticize the great Oz? You ungrateful creatures, think yourselves lucky that I'm giving you audience tomorrow instead of 20 years from now.
Oh,
the great Oz has spoken.
Oh,
pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. The great Oz has spoken.
Who are you?
Oh, I am the great and powerful Wizard of Oz.
You are? I don't believe you.
No, I'm afraid it's true. There's no other wizard except me.
You humbug!
Yeah.
Yes, it's exactly so. I'm a humbug.
Oh, you're a very bad man.
See, the very bad men are those who are complicit in hiding the condition of the President of the United States, folks. Those are the really bad men. Joe Biden's not a really bad man. Those who understand what we saw last night, that has been going on for how long? Because the man behind the curtain is really running America. Now, is that Barack Obama? I would say initially up front, yes, it's Barack Obama. He's the man behind the curtain. But it's not Barack Obama. It's all those things that we talk about that everybody will call you a conspiracy theorist for. All of them will call you a conspiracy. You talk about the Illuminati. You talk about the royal families. You talk about talk about the Israel lobby. Talk about whatever. There's all kinds of men behind the curtain that are pulling the levers on this once great free nation. And I want to ask you this. If you would ask right now, if you would answer for me right now, who is the Christian man behind the curtain of influence in Washington, D.C.? Can anybody tell me? That dolt, Tony Perkins, is that who it is? Is he the guy? Is he the guy in there that's fighting the Christian battle force? Tony Perkins, Family Research Council? Really, that's it? Right? I think I shared with you that a month ago now, I was in part of an event in Texas. And former Congressman Louie Gohmert was there. Louie Gohmert said that someone asked him about Christians and conservatives, yada, yada, yada. They asked him how many Christians there were. We're in Washington, D.C. Pardon me a second. How many Christians in elected offices? 585 of them. 435 in the Congress and 100 in the Senate. And he said maybe 50. Maybe 50. Maybe 50. Maybe 50 people in the Washington, D.C. were what we would call Christians. And if we look at the Christian influence, those who would influence what's going on in Washington, D.C., who is that? Is it Focus on the Scamly? Is Focus on the Scamly? See, everybody who is running any type of pro-family Christian ministry ought to be screaming from high heaven today about what they saw last night. Every one of them demanding a switcheroo. Now, here's the big question, because you're going to see it happen. What are they going to do? That genie will not go back in the bottle. Everybody who watched saw that guy last night. They saw him. What are they going to do? That's the bait and switch is going to happen. By the way, how's it going to happen? Is Joe Biden going to suddenly die? Is Joe Biden going to suddenly, they're going to report to, oh my goodness, he had a stroke. Do we really know what's going on behind the curtain there in the White House? Folks, they cannot run that guy as President of the United States, which tells me again, maybe there's not going to be an election. Who do you substitute in? Kamala? Come on. Obama's wife? Come on. Who? And I think we're being set up for something, friends. I believe we're being set up for something. And again, as always, you would think that the hue and cry from the religious organizations today ought to be deafening. Deafening for the fraud that's being played on all of us. So I would just warn all of you today as we get ready to take communion. I would warn all of you today, you better buckle up. Because those who are in positions of power, who is Lucifer, right? Lucifer is in power. Lucifer has overthrown Jesus Christ as king in America. And as I've said a number of times and did a meme on Facebook yesterday or the other day again, the central figure of Western civilization, the man by whom all time is measured, the man by whom the calendar is set, It's 2024 after the birth of Jesus. Anno Domino, after death. 2020, all time measured by the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ all around the world. And yet he's not mentioned in public schools. Not mentioned anywhere in public schools. This greatest figure of Western civilization. So we're in an information war, as Alex Jones would tell us, has told us. And it's time for us to arise. The grassroots mom and pops, we have to begin to arise. We have to begin to call it out. No matter how much they call you a racist or anti-Semite, my favorite anti-Semite. Can we understand what's going on, that all politics are local? I would go as far as to say we might be on the verge of a breakup of amalgamation of states in the United States of America. We cannot continue to function as a country living on California values. We can't do it, friends. We can't do it. We can't continue to live in America functioning on New York Times, CNN, MSNBC, globalist value. We cannot, friends. We cannot. As we saw last night, there's a puppet in the White House, a puppet. We've known it. We don't do anything about it. Now, I'm not positive of this, but I think every one of those guys in office swore an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States. And they have a public duty, Republicans and Democrats, they have a public duty. If they know the man in the White House is incompetent, they have a public duty to say so. And I'm going to be interested to watch over the course of these next few days how many strong leaders stand up and speak what I just said. Joe must go, not because of his policies, because he's not making his policies. Joe must go because he ought to be in a nursing home. We have a guy running America who should be in a nursing home. But don't forget this. He isn't running the country. And they put him in there on purpose because he'll give no pushback. He'll stand up. He'll read the teleprompter. He'll do exactly what it is that they ask him to do. And he, both of them really, have no problem standing up in front of the American people and lying. They lie. Nobody does anything about it. Well, then anybody coming to rescue us? Nobody coming to rescue us, baby. So it's up to me and you for the sake of our children and grandchildren. Bobby's got his hand up. Go ahead, Bobby.
People got to start looking beyond the president and world leaders. They got plans for America, and it's not to continue to exist, right? So globalist organizations run the planet, Council on Foreign Relations. There are, as one, right, World Economic Forum. These people meet monthly to decide what countries rise, what countries fall, where we're going 50 years in advance. The United Nations Agenda 2030 is in full effect right now. And that's just one thing. There's so many things taking place at the highest level of the globalist order, right? So they right now, with just within the last few days, they're charging Idaho farmers $300 per acre if they're watering their farm. They're turning off the water on the farmers, total control of the food production. All of these things, Green New Deal, 15-minute cities, are about the breaking, the demoralization, and bringing America Hillary Clinton, let's say.
So, Bobby, I've asked the question of questions. Who's they? Who is they?
Well, look, all right. Can I respond to that just a little bit, and then I'll talk, right?
Yep.
So you got BlackRock, these globalist companies with hands in everything. The farmlands across America has already been bought off by Chinese government. They got military operations taking place. They got generals that have already purchased land across America. The future of America is already decided and a done deal. All right. So we got Chinese troops, we got foreign invasion, we got all these people standing by to roll out United Nations operations when they pull the switch on America. So as far as who they is concerned, we know names like Schwab, right? We know the Bill Gates, we know these front faces. The people behind them are the ultimate, or the bigger secret people, the families in power, the Rothschilds, the Assers, the Rockefellers, all of these people that are running operations that you will never see. One last quote, it was Wilson, Woodrow Wilson, president, earlier in the last century, right? Woodrow Wilson said something to the effect of, there is a power so great and so powerful, one must not speak above their breath in condemnation of it.
Amen, Bobby. So look, folks, as we get ready to take communion, and we'll get into it. We got off a little farther into this than I wanted to. What you're seeing before you is the seed of the serpent against the seed of the woman. It's no more complicated than that. See, the devil is contending for what belongs to Christ. The devil's contending for it. And Jesus told us that we were to earnestly contend for the faith. Is the American church contending for the faith, friends? Is the American church being the salt and the light that Christ called us to be? Are we? Is we? No, of course we're not. Why? Because we've become so heavenly conscious that we're no earthly good. Everybody wants to go to heaven. Nobody wants to die. It's the craziest thing you'd ever seen. Right? So we're in the midst of a lot of good stuff. I don't want to be negative today. There's a lot of good stuff on Ray LeBlanc's kicking butt, JR's kicking butt, Dave Allison's kicking butt, Randy's kicking butt. We got all kinds of people kicking butt. We're moving in the right direction. Don't be discouraged. Last night was simply the first revealing of what's really going on in the United States. Joe, go ahead, man. Let's go ahead and let's take communion. Hey, friends, look, I get people say, Coach, I don't like taking that communion. It takes too much time. I actually hear that, right? We do it one day a week. And there's nothing more. As the Bible says, as often as you do this, you do it in remembrance of me. It's a unifying element that connects the body of Christ. And probably better if we took it maybe a little bit more seriously than we do. Go ahead, Joe.
Thank you, Coach. When someone mentioned the WEF a little bit this morning, you realize sometimes when in your life when you wanted something really bad and you almost didn't get it and it was not a good thing.
Yeah.
The Lord saved my life. The Lord may have saved my soul when he stopped the promotion in Berlin that would have put me on the World Economic Forum. My boss was on it. All of those in his level and above at the bank were on it. I'm just so grateful that I didn't get put there.
Amen. We are too.
Yeah. Anyway, so let's begin. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled, of the words of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us.
Mm.
That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light.
Amen.
And in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth.
Amen.
But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin.
Joe, if I could stop there a minute. Spencer, go back. The word manifest. Manifest. A lot of times we read that and we don't know what it means. Which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. What does Webster say manifested is? Plain, open, clearly visible to the eye, or obvious to the understanding. Apparent, not obscure or difficult to be seen or understood. For the testimony, the truth we conceive to be obvious. Obvious. Something that is manifest is obvious. You can see it, right? For the life was manifested. The life was made obvious. And we've seen it. And we bear witness and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was made obvious unto us. Folks, we act like we're serving a defeated Savior. Go ahead, Joe.
I think that we were through that part, Coach. So let's get to our prayer. Oh, here, sorry. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and break it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Oh, just as an aside, if anybody ever takes communion after being on a fast a couple days, it tastes even better.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Joe. Bless you, Joe.
You're welcome, sir.
Amen. 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 Hey, so Ray, what's going on up there, man? Give us an update. I want to hear an update from Ray and Bobby and Randy, probably some others real quickly. Come on, give us a run through here. Go, Ray.
Well, get you going. Saturday morning, tomorrow, 9 to 5, we got the event going on finally. Family festival at the Columbia Park. All family-friendly oriented with lots of activities for the kids. In preparation, Dave, tonight, I got a group of volunteers and helpers. We're going to gather at that park at 7 o'clock tonight. And we're going to stake it out like Steve
Hempel's
vision. And we're going to call down a blessing upon that event, and we'll walk the four corners and do the Jabez prayer to expand our borders. Then we're going to walk three blocks down the road to the Wenzel Park where the drag queens are going to have their show, and we're going to ask a cursing on that ground for confusion to kind of call the enemy's camp, that the demons would be fighting against each other, quarreling, and that it would just be a disaster. So I think these effective Randy has gone through. Look at the effect Randy and Craig and these power prayers that they've done. So we're excited about this, Dave. And we got just a lot of people interested in it. So we're going to do a lot of filming and we'll have a follow-up after it's over, how successful it actually was.
Hey, Ray, people really want to make a difference, don't they? They really want to make a difference.
They're hungry. They're hungry, Dave. They're so sick. You know, we've seen that on a nationwide basis, I think, because of what happened with Bud Light and Dylan and Target. You were a big impact on taking down Target. Mm-hmm. But But, you know, people are fed up, and also big corporations are losing billions of dollars from promoting this garbage that nobody wants. You know, they think it's 90% of the people want it. No, 90% of the people don't want it. So we're the majority.
So, bro, so was it last night? Somebody help me out here. I don't have this prepared. I should. Was it Farm and Fleet? One of those Tractor Supply. Who was it last night that is done being woke? Do you guys know who was that? Did anybody see
Tractor
that besides
Supply.
Tractor Supply told them to shove it. They're going to go back to the values of their customers. And they're not going to take part in that woke stuff. They apologize to all their customers for doing it. And they're saying, hey, if you don't agree with our policy, please don't shop here. Please don't shop here.
Good.
Folks, this stuff's happening. It's going on and on and on. There is an awakening going on. Whoo! You wait. I'd like to be a fly on the wall in some businesses today to hear what they're talking about or what they saw on TV last night. God bless you, Ray. We're in your corner. And hey, despise not the days of small beginnings, right? Despise not the days of small beginnings. Bobby, what you got going on? Tell us that real quickly here.
So tomorrow at Exhibit in Pennsylvania, it's going to be an awesome event. We got a representative from the John Birch Society, which is a professional organization that's been educating people for the past 60 years on the conspiracies that's been taking place from the founding of the country. So if you really want to know what's going on, Agenda 2030, all these people, the organizations that are running the country and the families and the conspiracies, it's going to be laid out for you across about an hour to an hour and a half, right? So that's going to blow your mind. And then in the afternoon, we got Dr. Frank that has scientifically broken down how the election was stolen across every county across the nation, how they own all of the votes, the vote counting, the vote outcomes. And you should really, your mind should be really blown last night that CNN, as a disaster as it was, yeah, but they still control the debate. Why do they control everything? There's reasons behind that. Dr. Frank will explain that as well. So you get the mind-blowing day event of education on the real world that you live in, not what you see, be it on Fox or the other controlled mainstream media. There's realities and truths far beyond that.
Amen. Amen. Good things going on everywhere. Randy, what's going on in Oklahoma? Did the governor, did somebody come out and make a proclamation yesterday in Oklahoma?
Yeah, we actually have a Christian state superintendent that is, he's had some stones, Coach. He's been pushing for Christian values the whole since he's got in, and he's kicked out a bunch of witches. I mean, they were pitiful. And he got a lot of flack about it. But now, Coach, you can see what his agenda is, and it's a Christian agenda, which we need. And I think we're going to follow with Louisiana. We're going to try to. I think it's going to happen.
So, Randy, what did he call for yesterday?
Well, he called for the Bible is to be read again in the classroom, that it is part of the teacher's should be part of their protocol, just like other books.
And even from a historical perspective, it's what I've been saying. How can we teach history and leave out Christ and Christianity?
Yeah, of course, there's already, a lot of pushback against it. But Coach, he's willing to take the persecution. That's with any of us, Ray, any of us. If we're not willing to take persecution and pushback for what we're standing for, we're really pretty pathetic as a bunch of Christians. But that's the testament.
I saw Randy, there were some Christian organizations opposing that in the schools. Is that right?
I don't know. I didn't read that, Coach. I'm sure there is. There's a lot of Christian organizations
that are worried about whose theology is going to be. Are we freaking stupid or what? Is there something a nation, a house divided against itself cannot stand? And the greatest division in all the world is within Christianity. Somebody say amen for me. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Greatest. Amen. It's right there in front of us, Randy. And you've been staking up and staking around, and you're making a difference. And if we can't,
it's catching on, Coach. It's catching on. You know, you've got to start small, like Ray. You know, Ray's what he's doing is unbelievable. But you know, and it's small, and maybe in some eyes, but it's really huge when you really look it back and look at it. And everyone can do this. They can do something big where they live, right where they live.
Amen. Amen.
And we're getting the courts done, Coach. We've got 49 done out of 77, and we should finish around October 1st. And we've got a plan, and we love what we do, Coach. There's a lot of us. Ken Wan was in Georgia. One of our brothers, my son, is a good man of God. He and his uncle, they staked a court in what county? Liberty County in Georgia a couple weeks ago. So, you know, we'll just see. Let's despise not small beginnings, right, Coach?
Randy, the tide is certainly shifted, hasn't it? What do we want? Folks, come on, man. If we could get the church to believe in, I hate to use the word because it makes people nervous. If we could get people to believe in dominionism, that Christ is king, he's not just Lord, he's king, that Christ rules and reigns, the dominion. Pull that up. Pull that up, Spencer.
Amen.
What's dominion? Because there's a lot of people in the Christian movement, whatever that means, that don't like the idea of dominion. Sovereign or supreme authority, the power of governing and controlling. Hey, Ray, is Christ king? Is he the sovereign supreme authority or not? Does he got the power of governing and controlling? Does he have the power to direct, control, use and dispose of at pleasure, right of possession, and use without being accountable? Yeah, sure he does. Does he have dominion? Is that a territory under a government, region, country, district governed or within the limits of the authority? Is he the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Is he king over all the earth or not? And we have Christians who they're against the dominion movement, dominion, government, dominion, right of governing. And he's the King of Kings. He's the ruler. Folks, all those words that we use with government apply to him. Unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. He shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. And of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. His government increases, peace shows up. What the heck is wrong with us in Christianity? What is wrong with us that we can't see this and understand this? Well, it's the indoctrination of 60, 80 years in public schools, where we believe the separation between the church and state, and we're not supposed to mix in government. Jesus didn't mix with politics, and all those lies from the devil that we believe, all of them that we believe. I'm going to hear from Dale real quickly, and then anybody else has got a story to tell about what they're doing. Dave is doing stuff. They've got a lot of people doing stuff here. That's what I try. Come on in, Dale.
Well, hallelujah, Coach. What happens when you stand up to a bully? The bully will back down. So yes, the flag burning down in Louisiana, the people, they have decided not to charge these boys. They have recanted on this thing. Coach, I don't know what all the details. All I know is the very people who own that flag have now said, we don't want to press charges. Coach, let me tell you what. This, I don't think it's going to be a person. I believe it's going to be the spirit of the Lord. When it wasn't David, it was the spirit of the Lord that went with David. And I believe that the Goliath is on the ground right now. He's on the ground. I believe he's on the ground. Hey, Coach, listen. What happened in Oklahoma with the governor, because I was just driving yesterday, so I got to listen to a lot of news. The governor is mandating it. This is not a suggestion. This is not his opinion. He is mandating this for immediate use. Immediate use. And the last thing, Coach, Tony Perkins, please don't use his name. Coach, if I give you a caveat, you'll never think of Tony Perkins in the American Family Association. He was with the sheriff when Tony Spell was arrested and told Tony that Tony was wrong. Because Tony Perkins is from Baker, Louisiana. That guy is a charlatan right there.
Amen, baby. Amen, Dale. Oh, it's good stuff going on. Jeff Klein, come on in.
Well, we'll just set up the PA on the square tomorrow at 1 o'clock and just address all these situations with this wokeness, and just we'll get our signs out, the old Flip Venom signs, Jesus is standard. Yeah. I guess other little signs that says, do you trust your government? We got some small ones to hold. And then the other ones say, do you trust Jesus? The two comparisons, right? So
there you go, baby. There you go.
Standard, Mar.
Nobody takes a light, puts a bushel basket over the top of it, and that's what the church has done. The church has hidden the light inside the church. And they won't take it out because outside that church, four walls, there's conflict out there, and church doesn't want to engage. Eileen, come on in. I got some good stuff to show you here. Hang on a second. I still got some good stuff. Bear with me. Go ahead, Eileen.
Good morning, Coach. It was great seeing everyone last weekend.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Dave Allison and I attended a candidate forum here in our St. Clair County. And it was very interesting because the sheriff, we are trying to get rid of the current sheriff because he's the one that allowed Judas' friend to get arrested and two other people for January 6th misdemeanors. Well, we learned as he was up boasting about all his credentials that he attended the FBI school.
Oh.
Yeah. And so he's one of them. So I have Dave Allison coming in this morning to talk about that instead of me talking about it, because at the end of his, lies, he said, and people asked him, because we have a whistleblower that I've interviewed three times talking about how he let his brother out of jail for drunk driving and how he tried to cover it up. So when that was asked at the candidate forum, you know, why haven't you come out and spoken about it, made a statement? You know, is it true? And then he said, I haven't made a statement because that woman in the front row with her camera in my face. That be me.
Amen. Amen.
I'm like, wow. Just doing my job, as you say, Coach. Just doing my job.
My job. Just doing, huh? Oh, yeah. They love to scurry into the darkness, don't they? They don't. No way. Debbie, come on in.
Yes. Yesterday, I was at my chiropractor appointment, and there's a group of people, and there's this one lady that I know from Bible Study Fellowship, and we got to talking, and somehow we got on all that's going on with the wokeness and everything, and I've heard it so many times in this community that we are not to judge, and I said we have a responsibility to not let evil flourish and to follow the Ten Commandments and to not allow perversion. And then her name was called and we walked, and she made a statement walking out like something, well, you know, we need to ask for forgiveness, like getting upset about it is doing wrong. And I got to thinking about, you know, I just had just those few seconds, and I will make sure I am armed and ready, because the next statement I was going to make is, all it takes is for evil to flourish is for good men to do nothing.
Yes, ma'am.
And I hear this over and over in this community, especially in Bible Study Fellowship. We are not to judge. And I'm so sick of it. I'm going to have my arsenal ready the next time. So I'm going to be ready to blow it up. But
because Debbie, remind them, you're not judging, you're witnessing and you're testifying to what you've seen. You're not judging.
Thank you very much.
We got to do that, folks. We have to explain. They've been so programmed and so blackmailed. We have to, we got to do a good job of educating. Don't give in. Judge. Do you understand when they tell you that you're not the judge, they're judging you? Do you understand that, friends? Do you understand that? Come on, man. Dominion. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I want to show you a couple things here real quickly. Anybody else out there? Because you're all doing so many great things. And I wish I could do more to help you, to give you a platform. Where's Craig? The crap that Craig is doing is unbelievable, what Craig Mickles picked up and run with. And it goes all across the spectrum. So, friends, look, wherever you are, there are people looking for leadership. You can be that leadership. You can be that leadership. You say, how do I do it? Well, just start with standing on the corner with a sign. By the way, Tom Dunn, I don't know if you're out there, all three of my No More Dead Baby signs have been stolen off the property at Sky High. Is that unbelievable, folks? No More Dead Babies. They have a string. Tom Dunn brought them on Saturday. I set them up strategically in front of Sky High. All three have been stolen. Now, they haven't been stolen because they wanted to put them in their own yards, right? Oh, boy. Hey, friends, do you understand yin and yang, pro and con? You understand that? Do you understand that for every policy somebody supports, there's a yin and a yang to it? And that if someone calls me a bigot, they're a bigot. Do you understand that? That's why Jesus said you got to be careful when you judge, because the same standard you judge comes back at you. Those people who tell us not to judge, they miss the whole thing. He says, don't do that. Don't do that. Yin and yang, right and wrong, back and forth, right? And they've told us to keep our mouths shut, because if we keep our mouths shut, how's that been working for you? Your sissy pastor that won't stand up and fight when they're cutting off the ding-dongs of little boys. How's that working out for us, friends? There's no way that the American church has an attitude of victory. We have an attitude of surrender and evacuation. Sorry, there I said it again. Now, there may be an evacuation, and I pray that there is. But we're supposed to occupy till he comes. Spencer, there's a good one for you. Occupy. Occupy. What does that say? Occupy. Occupy till I come, to take possession. I could stop right there, couldn't I? To keep in possession, to take up, to possess, to cover or fill. My goodness. Occupy, take possession till I come. Hold my seat. I'm coming back. Is that the attitude of the church? Ain't the attitude of the church. Absolutely isn't. Trent, then Brett.
Yeah, Coach, the reason why they can mandate these Christian things, anything Christian, I mean, it's already a mandate. You know, it starts from the very beginning. God made the heavens and the earth. So if you disobey God, you're going against him. So same with this country. It was Christian foundation. That's why they can do it. That's why the Quran cannot and should not be taught in schools and should not be mandated. This Absolutely. Is a Christian country. So everybody has to follow the Christian ordinances because this is the Christian country.
Well, Trent, you know? why is stealing wrong, Trent?
Jesus Christ.
God said it was, right?
That's all, yeah.
Right? Why is murder wrong?
Jesus Christ.
And it was, that's right. Come on, folks. How are we losing this debate? Hey, by the way, who are you to judge? They're Jesus is the judge. He's the judge. They tell us that, and yet we're not supposed to represent him. We're not supposed to have value judgments about what we see going on. How do you do that if you don't occupy? If you don't have the power and authority, how do you do that? We're an occupying force. We're supposed to be. Most of us got parachutes. Brett.
Yeah, good morning, Coach. Good morning, everybody. Just the signs being pulled out from Sky High there. There's a lady that lives about a mile and a half north of us. And, you know, we're a pretty conservative area here. But ever since Trump started office back in 2016, she's had these derogatory signs out, handmade, you know, homemade. And anyway, about 2 weeks ago, we were driving by. She lives on a turn right off the highway, and she was there redoing one of her signs. I could have bumped her off right there. Her latest sign says, and I'm going to just use the first word or first letter of the word, F Christians, F Trump, a vote has something about voting for Trump will send you to hell. And that, you know, we don't do a damn thing about it. You know, I've thought about it, but it's not the right thing to do. It's like, oh, and yet your three signs you just put out are gone.
Right, Right. They're gone. Yeah. We can't be intimidated, Brett. We got to stand up and fight, man. Got to stand up and fight. Joe Allen.
Yeah, agreed. But do we do something unlawful and steal those signs, or put cut a couple shotguns through them, or what? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, we have a reformation that's coming, buddy. That's the way I see it. Joe Allen, then Joe Carrico.
We all got to do the moral thing, but in consensus of your signs, there was a guy that was having his Trump signs sold. He put a 110 volt to it. That stopped that sign being stolen.
That's a good
enough one. Said.
Joe Carrico.
With that little story about the signs, it reminded me when I was very senior in the legal department in the huge global bank, and there was a cat fight on my team. And when I was working remotely one day, and two ladies with the same name got into it, and so they investigated me, not the people who had the fight, and one of them was given a voodoo doll from Secret Santa at Christmas. And he was using that doll, pointing pins in it and not good places. And I was the object of the doll. So I got a little bit perturbed by the whole thing. And I went to HR. And you never know what they did. The HR lady I went to stole the doll. She stole it. She fixed it without, because if they had done an official inquiry, it would have gone up to the head of EMEA banking, Europe, Asia, Europe, Africa, and Middle East, and it would have cost so many thousands of hours of management time. So she stole it. So sometimes there is some pragmatic solutions out there.
Yeah, I guess. That's right. Sometimes it'd be easier to play on the devil's team, wouldn't it, folks? That's the way I said. Hey, I want to show you a couple things here this morning. Golly, about out of time. which one I want to do? Do number two first. Number two. And then we'll do number one. Folks, how's this stuff happen to us? Watch this.
The seal on the left-hand side, it is an eye in the triangle, which many Americans presume to be the eye of God, but it's not. It's the eye of Horus in Egyptian mythology, now called the eye of Lucifer or Satan. The God that we serve does not have one eye, of course. He's not a cyclops. It says the eyes, plural, of the Lord run to and fro throughout the earth. Anybody who is familiar with witchcraft will know that eye, when you open it a little bit, is the eye of psychic knowledge. And it is illumined, as this one is, it is the eye of Lucifer himself, who is the god of Freemasonry, the god of witchcraft, and the god of the occult or esoteric practice. What is an Egyptian pyramid doing on the back of an American dollar, except in the field of the occult? The two words at the top, Annua Chaptis, stand for announcing the birth of, down the bottom, Novus Ordo Seclorum. The word Novus in Latin stands for new. The word Ordo means order, and the word Seclorum is where we get our word secular from, the absence of God. And thus we see we're dealing with a Luciferian plan. We have the so-called American eagle, which we discover is not an eagle at all. That is a phoenix. And the phoenix, as we all know, was a mystical bird that rose out of the ashes of the Tower of Babel. Man's first attempt, Tower of Babel. God smashed it, failed. Second attempt, New World Order. I predict God will smash it.
Yeah, God's going to smash that thing. Okay, look, this encouraged me last night. Tucker Carlson, say what you want to. I think Tucker's unshackled. Say, what do you mean unshackled? Well, I think he's having a spiritual awakening for one thing. But he's unshackled and because he doesn't work for Fox, he doesn't work for Rupert Murdoch anymore, he doesn't work for CNN, he didn't work for those forces that he's worked for in the past. And as a result, he's a little bit more open on what he's able to say. So he's in Australia. And boy, oh boy, is this a breath of fresh air. Listen how he takes on this reporter. Go ahead.
very much for your address today. So you talked a little bit about immigration, and in the past you've talked about how white Australians, Americans, Europeans are being replaced by non-white immigrants in what is often referred to as the Great Replacement Theory. This is the same...
Have I said that whites are being replaced?
Well...
I don't think I said that.
Well, it's been mentioned on your show 4,000 times. And
really?
It,
when did I say that?
On your show.
I said whites are being replaced?
You have said that before.
Really?
Yeah.
I would challenge you to cite that, because I'm pretty sure I haven't said that. I said native-born Americans are being replaced, including blacks.
Native-born Americans.
Native-born Americans. And Americans who, like, black Americans have been, African Americans have been in the United States for, in many cases, their families over 400 years. And their concerns are every bit as real and valid and alive to me as the concerns of white people whose families have been there 400 years. So I've never said that whites are being replaced. Not one time. And
I
you can't cite
that's
it.
Untrue.
We just met, but when our relationship starts with a lie, it makes it tough to be friends. So
well,
let's,
I mean, you've been lying
let's
about
pull
my
that back. I'm happy to explain what I do
well,
think.
So.
Well, you actually can't say it because I didn't say it, and I don't believe it. And I'm telling you that to your face, so why don't you just accept me at face value? My concern is that the people who are born in the country are the main responsibility of its leaders. And as noted earlier, when those leaders shift their concern from the people whose responsibility it is to take care of to people around the world, to put their priorities above that of their own citizens, that's immoral. And they are being replaced in my country, people who are born in the United States. And the birth rate tells the whole story. They are not at replacement rate. And so the U.S. population is growing because we're importing people from other countries. And my view is that happy people have children, and a functioning economy allows them to do that. And we don't have that. And so you need to fix the economy and fix the culture and make it so that people who want to have kids can. You don't just go for the quick sugar fix of importing new people. Like, that's my position. And if you think that's racist, that's your problem.
I never called you a racist.
But of course you are suggesting. And
well,
I must say, one of the reasons people don't like people like you in the media is that you never say exactly what you mean. Your slurs are all by implication. And you're about to tell me the Great Replacement Theory is racist or anti-Semitic, whatever. I've said what I've said to you right now like 100 times in public. I hope to, if I live long enough, say it 100 more times. I think it's completely honest and real, not racist or scary. It's factually true. It's not a theory. It's a fact. And the whole point of your question was to be like, you're a scary racist.
Well, I haven't
and
actually
my response
my question.
Is, no, I'm not. Okay, well, how about no more lying in your questions, and then I'll answer it.
Okay, well... this is the same theory, or as you say, idea, that has inspired the New York Buffalo shooting, where 11
God,
black Americans were killed.
Come on.
Two
you know
white
what I mean?
Americans were killed.
Like,
it's also
okay,
inspired... It's inspired one of the worst Australian guys of all time.
How do they get
time
people this stupid in the media? I guess it doesn't pay well. Look, I'm sorry. I've lived among people like you for too long, and I don't mean to call you stupid. Maybe you're just pretending to be, but I've never... I'm totally against violence. I'm totally against the war in Ukraine, for example, which doubtless you support. And like all dutiful liberals support more carnage. I don't. I hate mass shootings, actually. Nothing I said, what does it mean to inspire something? My views are not bigoted against any group. They're honest. They're factual. That's not hate. That's reality. And my views derive from my deep concern for Americans, actually. Americans aren't having kids because they can't afford to. And nobody in charge cares. And so that's my position. That doesn't inspire mass shootings. How dare you try to tie me to some lunatic who murdered people? How dare you, actually? And in fact, I mean, do you know what I mean? I'd be like, you know, Hitler wore those shoes. A lot of people are saying that you're like Hitler. Can you explain those shoes? Hitler wore exactly the same shoes. And you're like, I've got nothing to do with Hitler. Well, that's how I feel about your absurd, disingenuous question.
Right. So therefore, you support gun control?
What? I thought it couldn't get dumber, but it did. No, I don't support disarming law-abiding people so they can't defend themselves, so the government has a monopoly on violence. I don't think so. First of all, in my country, that's illegal, as you know. But moreover, it should be illegal in every country. A sovereign person has the right to defend himself and his family, period. And that said, I'm totally opposed to harming anyone. Have you been calling? Are you concerned about the war in Ukraine and the countless innocents being murdered there every single day? I doubt you are. Probably Putin bad. I am. I'm a Christian. I hate violence. I hate mass shootings. I have guns at home and often on my person when I'm in the United States, I'm proud to say. because I want to defend myself and those I love against violence. That's the point. I'm not perpetrating crimes. I'm not shooting strangers. I'm defending what I love. And if you're against that, I guess I would ask why. Why would you be against that?
Well, so you don't think you harbor any kind of responsibility for these hate crimes?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to be charitable. I'm trying to be charitable. I was like, maybe you're just pretending to be dumb. Now I don't think it's an act.
Tucker, thank you for taking those questions. I'm sure you enjoyed
that. That's good,
that.
Isn't it? That's good. Hey, listen, I got to show you one more thing because it's the weekend. Pull up public indecency. I think this is important that the church would get involved. The Ohio Revised Code. Now, this is Ohio, okay? This isn't Oklahoma or Tennessee. Ohio Revised Code. Public indecency. No person shall recklessly do any of the following under circumstances in which the person's conduct is likely to be viewed by and affront others who are in the person's physical proximity and who are not members of the person's household. If somebody beside me is, well, you get it, right? You can't expose his or her private parts, engage in sexual conduct or masturbation, or simulate it, engage in conduct that to an ordinary observer, that would be Spencer, an ordinary observer, it would appear to be sexual conduct or masturbation. No person shall knowingly do any of the following under circumstances in which the person's conduct is likely to be viewed by and an affront another person who is a minor, who is not the spouse of the offender, and who resides in the person's household. Engage in masturbation, engage in sexual conduct, engage in conduct that to an ordinary observer would appear to be sexual conduct or masturbation. Expose the person's private parts with the purpose of personal sexual arousal or gratification to lure the minor into sexual activity. Whoever violates this section is guilty of public indecency and shall be punished as provided in divisions. Yeah, 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 yeah. So why aren't we, as Martin is doing this weekend, out taking pictures of all this stuff that's going on and taking it to our prosecutors and demand prosecution? Why don't we? Beth, come on in.
Well, I just want to say, well, they keep saying ordinary. Well, we need to figure out what the heck they figure by ordinary persons, because you know how they twist everything.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, they'll get some judge to define ordinary forms. See, that's the way the game's played, right? And so what do we end up with? We end up with ungodly judges making ungodly rulings and forcing Americans to live by their ungodly rulings. That's where we are. Why? Because the church doesn't want to get involved. Huh? Coach, it's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse. Man, folks, there is such a breaking going on in America right now. We are so poised and positioned to make a big, big impact. Now is not. Hey, Brett, I don't know if he's out there today. Brett, now's the time to blitz, baby. Now is the time to blitz. And you say, what do you mean blitz? Now is the time to go all in with all of our weapons against the forces of darkness, because the worm is beginning to turn. And you need to be, and I need to be, a thorn in the flesh, a pebble in the shoe of whoever your spiritual leader is, to get them to engage against the forces of darkness, because God is getting ready to do something unbelievable in our midst. But it's not going to happen if the church continues to hide and play patty cake and sit around and wait to be rescued out of this mess that we've permitted to happen. That's where we are. And I salute all of you out there that are fighting every day, and all of you that are getting called names, and all of you getting eggs thrown at your house. All that stuff's going on because Jesus Christ himself said, you will be hated of all men. You're going to be hated of all men. This love, 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 love gospel that they're telling you sounds good, but it isn't the gospel. You will be hated of all men. What a time to be alive. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.